a popular game, has as one of its goals the killing of a journalist. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 20th of May. Thanks, everybody, for clicking through. Huawei, Google, and the China dispute. It is a big story today. Small business owners see the economy growing, but have a major concern about finding employees. What is the net worth of the average American family? We'll share that with you today. Ford Motor Company announced today they are laying off thousands of workers. Meanwhile, fast food operators are trying new ways to attract and retain quality workers. We'll share those details with you. Those stories, a market in turmoil, and Laura Kennard with business education and networking in the greater Des Moines metro. But first, the business news headlines from the vacation edition of the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, and thank you, Hunter Pease, for that. This is the vacation edition. We're coming to you from Anna Maria Island on the Gulf Coast of Florida for the next several days. I know that you folks back in the Midwest are suffering greatly with temperatures and rain and all those kinds of things, so I won't tell you how fabulous the weather is here. Deal? You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, Sniper 3D Assassin is a mobile game available on iOS and Android. The app launched back in 2014 and reached 10 million downloads in the first month, according to the developer, TFG, which is based in Brazil. The seventh level of the game has a goal of, wait for it, killing a journalist. And it's called Breaking News. Here's a description of the mission. Quote, a journalist bribed a cop and will pick up a briefcase from the cop. The briefcase is full of sensitive documents. Make him famous in a different way, end quote. Now, in reality, journalist codes of ethics ban us from paying sources for information or material, and there would certainly be nothing to do with bribing. But to get the points in this game, you've got to kill the journalist. The Apple Store has guidelines that address violence in games, and it says, quote, if you're looking to shock and offend people, the App Store isn't the right place for your app, end quote. Specifically, the guidelines for Apple says, quote, apps should not include content that is offensive, insensitive, upsetting, intended to disgust, or in exceptionally poor taste. Is there a social and political connection? Well, attacks and threats against journalists have skyrocketed since 2017. When Donald Trump became president, Trump has continued to call journalists the enemy of the people, despite criticism and fear that he's stoking tension and violence. You might want to check the games your family has downloaded. Fresh off the sledgehammer blow of having its Android license revoked by Google in response to U.S. government demands, Huawei has issued the first limited response, which leaves more questions open than it answers. In a statement emailed to The Verge, Huawei underscores its contributions to the growth of Android globally, which most recently saw the company's Android phone sales growing by double digits while every other leading smartphone vendor was shrinking or stagnant. And this letter also reassures current owners of Huawei and subsidiary brand Honor that they will continue to receive security updates and after-sales service. That promise also covers phones that are already shipped and in stock at stores globally, but no additional promises are made beyond that. Google has already said that owners of Huawei phones will be able to maintain their access to the Play Store and continue being able to update those apps and their devices. The one thing that's definitely being written out of their future, however, are further Android OS updates from Google. To get those back, Huawei phone owners and fans will have to cope with a resolution in the U.S.-China trade dispute, which has been the trigger for Huawei's current blacklisting by the U.S. government. The National Federation of Independent Businesses, that's the NFIB, has reported that its Small Business Optimism Index has increased from 101.8 in March to 103.5 in April. The report says the percentage of business owners who now expect the economy to improve in the next few months rose 2 points to 13% in April. The percentage who expect sales to rise over the same period added a point to come in at 20%. Some 34% of small business owners reported raising employees' pay in the past 3 months. 38% of business owners reported job openings they can't fill. Nearly half reported few or no qualified applicants available for any of those jobs, and nearly a quarter of business owners said finding qualified workers remains their single most important business problem. It should be noted that the NIFB report was taken, all the survey was taken, before the recent tariff spat with the U.S. and China. Fast food is one of those small businesses that is also grappling with worker shortages. So today, we learned that workers at Church's Chicken, Pizza Hut, and Checkers can now get expedited pay as U.S. restaurants try ways to fight the labor shortage. The latest is same-day and next-day paychecks. Starting in June, 8 Church's Chicken restaurants will offer employees half of their earned pay the day after their shift. The test will gauge whether the 50% is enough for workers and the idea to roll it out more widely going forward. Now, it's not a loan, and there are no fees for getting your money. With an accelerated economy and the U.S. jobless rate at a 49-year low, restaurants and everybody else, for the matter of fact, are hurting. The dining industry is growing increasingly desperate to attract and keep quality employees, and simply raising wages hasn't always been enough. That's why they're getting creative with hiring parties, text message recruiting, signing bonuses, and McDonald's is even going after senior citizens to flip burgers. Americans, on average, say that it takes a net worth of $2.2 million to be considered wealthy. That according to a 2019 survey from Charles Schwab. Net worth, of course, means assets minus liabilities, so this is a picture of your total savings, including the value of your home, 401k, and any other assets you might have minus any debt. So, how does the American family, the typical American family, compare? Well, the average net worth of all U.S. families, according to the Federal Reserve's Survey of Consumer Finances, is $692,000. Now, if you look at the median, or those at the 50th percentile, the amount is significantly lower at $97,000, and that may be a better gauge since the super rich can pull up the average. Now, it should be noted that the net worth of families tends to increase with age. So here for you is the median net worth of U.S. families based on the age of the head of the household. Ready? If you're 35 years of age or younger, $11,100. Age 35, 44, $60,000. Age 45 to 54, $124,000. Age 55 to 64, your net worth could be somewhere near, on average, $187,000. Age 65 to 74, the average net worth, $224,000. Age 75 or older, expect that net worth, or at least in the median, to be somewhere about $265,000. You see what you learn here? Stunning, right? So how do you increase profitability if sales of your product are stalled? Well, one simple way is to decrease your workforce. Today, Ford announced it will trim its workforce by 7,000 workers by August. The job, says Ford, are white-collar jobs, and the cuts represent about 10% of its global workforce. The company has said it's undertaking a major restructuring and that it will have trimmed thousands of jobs by August. The company said the plan will save about $600 million per year by eliminating bureaucracy and increasing the number of workers reporting to each manager. In the United States, about 2,300 jobs will be cut through buyouts and layoffs. About 1,500 already have happened. About 500 workers will be let go yet this week. Well, the market struggled all day as the technology sector and the Huawei issue deepened. Chipmaker stocks fell broadly. Nvidia, Advanced Micro Devices, and Lam Research all traded down by more than 2%. Shares of Micron Technology fell by 4%. Telecom supplier Lumentum Holdings fell by more than 1% after cutting its quarterly guidance. Apple added to the market's decline by sliding more than 3%. The moves by the U.S. government and tech companies come as China and the U.S. try to strike a deal that would end the country's ongoing trade war. However, there are no trade talks in the very near future. For up-to-the-minute market news, check our regular posts on Twitter. You can find us, even during our vacation time, at IOB_NewsHour. Coming up next, through the magic of radio, it's Laura Kennard from Drake University and DM Biz Mixer. Business networking and education with Laura is just a click away.